We are going into the Tao, number 8. We're going to look at the supreme good. Let me read number 8 to you. The supreme good is like water. It flows through places that people loathe. Thereby, it is close to the way. A good dwelling is on the ground. A good mind is deep. A good gift is kind. A good word is sincere. A good ruler is just. A good worker is able. A good deed is timely. Where there is no conflict, there is no fault. I want to spend time in looking at the concept of good. The supreme good is like water. Lhasa uses water because it is the most dominant aspect of human nature. We came from water. We and all creation came from the ocean. And in that day, the ocean was the most magnificent of all creations. In that day, the ocean was looked at as endless, boundless. It had great beauty. It provided food. It also supplied water, which we all need. And this water could be found both in the highest and the lowest. In the mountains and deep, deep underground. So to the ancients, this was a very beautiful thing. This was something that was beyond the confines of what they thought of as rational or real or anything that they could explain. It just could not be explained in that day. So the whole idea of the ocean, well, this was the great goodness. Lhasa used it as a metaphor, and I want you to understand that. It is a metaphor of how our good should be. It should be powerful. It should be ancient. It should provide tremendous benefits. But our good is not so good. So he lays out exactly what this goodness should be. And this is why he gives us kind of a grocery list of what it means to be good and how to be good in those things. We will get to them here in these discourses for August. I want to go a little deeper now, just a little further. There is a great difference between what's good for me and goodness itself. If my sense of good does not transcend into goodness, then my good is of no goodness. Goodness is when whatever I am doing, whatever I am seeking to do is a gift. We must begin to understand that no matter how grand, let's say, a gift needs to be beneficial. Beneficial to the receiver of that gift. And it should not be given with an alternative or some kind of motive that is selfish and prideful. The gift needs to be given only out of kindness. This includes how we pay people and our offerings to people. Otherwise, if my gift has some sort of ulterior motive and not kindness, it's not a gift. And we may call it a gift, but it has no goodness in it. There must be a sense of goodness in our gifts, no matter how small. If there is some deteriorating factor, something that would cause the gift to become just the good, something good, good for me, maybe good for you, but there is no kindness in that gift. There is no wanting sweet love in that gift for the other person. When there is no compassion in that gift, then that gift is not a gift anymore. And this is why people think when they do give, when they can give, and most people cannot give, it's very difficult for people to give because they're so selfish. Their gifts just seem to do nothing, nothing for them. It may help a little bit the other person, but it isn't the goodness. It is only in the goodness of a gift that there is something magnificent happening. That is the supreme good. The supreme good is like water. It benefits all things, and it does it without conflict. If I am giving you this discourse out of my goodness, it is out of the intent for there to be some sort of beauty that is offered to you. Something that is beyond the speculations of the human that is Gregory. I am not doing my job here by offering you this discourse. I'm displaying goodness to you, knowing full well you will not understand most of what I'm talking about, nor will you care about the consequence of that, that you don't get it, that you simply don't want it because it doesn't fit your mentality, your DNA, your genetics, your psychology. But it is given to you for the sake of the supreme good that lives in you. My motive is to awaken that goodness, that sleepy goodness that has been put aside over and over and over in your life for the sake of the benefits that you want for comfort, ease, security, self-righteousness. This is the supreme good. When my good has no goodness in it, it is of no value at all for anyone. Let me give you a little story. It's one of my ones that I treasure. This is a story of how good turns into goodness. Once upon a time, there lived a beautiful deer in a dense forest. This deer was so beautiful. He had a golden body. He had beautiful spots and hues in his fur that were just magnificent, like rubies. His hair was extremely soft and silky. His eyes were sky blue. His hooves were, and horns looked like chiseled precious stones. So when he darted around in the forest, he was charmed, and more so, endowed with a wisdom that was evidenced in the power of his being. He could converse with humankind in a language that very few understood. He could do it subconsciously, reaching human beings. Further knowing the cruelty and ugly mentality of human beings, which all human beings are prone to in various deeds of evil, he avoided any kind of encounter with them. Yet, with all of that, he was compassionate to all alike. Once rambling through the thick forest, he heard a heart-rending yell, a cry. Curiously, he looked at the direction of which the cry came from, and he saw a man being carried away by a gushing stream. The sight of the man was his utter distress. But this precious deer was filled with compassion. His heart went out to the man. And in order to be of service to the man, he jumped into the water and told the man to cling to him. The man instead jumped on his back in total panic. Nonetheless, the deer bore the heavy burden of this man and brought him safely to the riverbank. He then laid next to the man, who was shivering, and allowed his warm caress, his beautiful body, to surround him until he regained consciousness. The warmth of his body revived the man. When the man came to his senses, the deer dismissed him by saying, "You may now go back to your own fellow beings." This little story displays the supreme goodness of the deer. A goodness that exceeded selfishness and pride, that exceeded the DNA, the domineering impulse that human beings have to kill in order to survive. The supreme good is like that, as Lao Tzu teaches. It is a goodness that goes beyond survival. Now try to listen to me. My goodness is simply this. Would I give you everything that I want for myself? That is the supreme goodness. Would I give you everything that I desire for myself? How far do you go with your goodness? Do people have to deserve it? The precious deer did not think in terms of, does this man deserve to be saved? His goodness was without conflict. His goodness flowed in places that most people would say are undeserving. Who knows what this man has done? And if he belongs to the human race, the humanities, you know he's been filled with eating meat. This man is a man of tremendous consequence, but the deer does not care about that. He is the ultimate goodness. You must understand this. when you have matured into an authentic spiritual practice, when it has become evident to you what the meaning of an authentic spiritual practice truly is, everything you desire, you would give to another, as the deer gave his life to save this man. Most people miss. They do not understand the manner of the way. People are not interested in the supreme goodness. They are only interested in what they think of as good. We use the word good only as a form of benefit. Benefit in the world. We do not understand that good is one thing, but goodness is another. Goodness is when you and I can live not in compromise of our shrewd and cunning alibis to not give, to not be kind, but to come into that blessed place where we see things in the light and have found the light within us. It is here that we shed the desire, the ambition, the pride to be a person who has more than other people. We are no longer living to save ourselves from the thing that we most fear in our life. The precious deer ultimately could understand the plight of the man. And rather than saying, well, that's his problem, the deer did something magnificent. He gave the gift of kindness, of mercy. In doing this, he found the supreme goodness. This is the great transcendence. To live in the goodness that goes beyond my good, my idea of good. Where I come into the light and the truth. And I no longer fight with myself to be kind, to be sincere, to be just, to be deep, to be timely with my good, to make sure that my goodness has no ulterior motives other than helping another person, and it must help that person. If not, if it entangles them in ego, pride, vanity, complications, if my forgiveness is only tentative to a person's behavior, if I'm only good to you because I want you to be what I think of as good, then it is no longer good any longer. It has become a dictate, an ugly. So you must begin to see things differently in the Tao. In the next discourse, we'll talk about water, how it flows, and what it means that it flows in places that people hate. But for right now, I want you to sit with yourself today and really consider what it means to have a sense of goodness. Are you living in your goodness? This is most important. Listen to Lhotse in the Tao, and we will meditate together. If we sacrifice this body for the world's benefit, then all things will come to that person who loves others as he loves himself. Love here is not emotional. It is not biological. It is like the water, the supreme goodness of it. Let's sit together in this abode.